I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. As we near Thanksgiving, the day we celebrate being with family, remembering the gathering of pilgrims and Indians, enjoying turkey and all the fixings, what does it mean to be thankful as a follower of Jesus? The scriptures instruct us to gather together to worship the Lord. We are told to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. We are instructed in the Psalms to enter the presence of the Lord with an attitude of thanksgiving and praise. We are to express thanks to God and bless His name. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name." The Apostle Paul encouraged believers that this attitude of thanksgiving should be evident in all we do. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Our attitude as a believer in everything we do is to bring glory to God. How? By being thankful. Thankfulness and gratitude can change a grumpy disposition. One hymn writer wrote these words, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." When you find yourself fighting to be joyful in your thoughts, your attitude, take a moment and pause. Start reflecting on what you can be thankful for. How has God blessed you? Who in your life are you grateful for? Start thanking God, little by little. I believe you will discover that as you give thanks to God, your disposition and attitude will be changed. You will be giving honor and glory to God because you are giving thanks. This holiday season, why not start by giving thanks? Giving thanks in whatever you do, giving thanks for the blessings of family, friends, faith, and food. Give thanks to God for the little things and big things in your life. Give Him praise for all that He has done and is doing. You see, this attitude of giving thanks is built upon your relationship with God. The Apostle Paul told the Galatian believers that God the Father is our Abba, our Daddy. Listen to Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God." The apostle was telling these believers, you have been redeemed. You are adopted as sons. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. His Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are His. That's why we are no longer slaves, but a son and heir through God. That is why we can call Him Daddy. This relationship with God through faith in Christ gives me not only the gift of salvation, but the gift of sonship. I am a child of God. This should cause us to rejoice and give thanks because of the Father's love. John wrote it this way, "That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Are you thankful? Filled with joy because of what Jesus has done? Expressing praise to the Father for His love? Why not take a moment and give thanks to the Lord? He is worthy. He is good. He is the believer's Abba Father. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.